This episode is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got it all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, fill your cart up with all their amazing comics. Use the discount code FREAKNET, F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T. Save you 10% at checkout. Not only on their website, but also at their eBay account. And the link to eBay can be found on their homepage at CarterComics.com. Again, CarterComics.com is your one-stop shop for all comic needs.
It's time! It's time!
All right, guys, it's the time to get set in the ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Jazz Freak of Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travesty.
I'm Dizzle J.
Jay, how's it feel to be a fan of the Weinstein of wrestling?
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't know if you were going to bring this up or not.
I'm bringing it up. The fact that...
Fucktard.
The fact that this idiot is like, oh, I gotta wear a neck brace to the draft.
And he still wore one of the fake neck braces that they used to wear back in the 80s.
Yeah, because he's stupid. I want to talk about this. And I also want to talk about the draft that happened last night with SmackDown to kind of kick everything off. And, of course, we're going to talk about the results and everything, or the predictions for Backlash, but I do want to start with this, and let's see here. So, according to CageSideSeats.com, they put out an article, the NFL Network wraps up interview with Tony Khan after he calls WWE the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. let's see here. So, I'm just going to read a little bit of this article. It'll kind of end up being the entire fucking article, but it's whatever. Let's see here. Tony Khan is getting a ton of free publicity for AEW by selling the effects of the Young Bucks attack on him from the April 24th Dynamite as this week's National Football League draft in Detroit. Did you watch the video of him taking that that power driver?
No.
Okay. If you get a chance, go watch it. Because first off, they do a beautiful job protecting him for his safety, but they did an absolute horrid job protecting him for his fucking safety, because it's basically like that weird like front flip tombstone fucking thing that they do off the top rope. So you think about it, once you hit the fucking move, you let the guy go, let him fucking drop. Well, after they hit the move, they still held him and slowly lowered him to the fucking ground. So horrible. But it happened. On April 26th, the attention Khan's been getting and the fact that he's the chief football strategy officer for his father's NFL team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, led to an appearance on the kickoff show for the draft second night. For the first portion of the interview, it's mostly just kayfabe fun as Tony talks about the attack and laughs with the host about how the Bucks recently renamed the move they gave him, the Tony Khan driver. he should have seen it coming. He plays up how deadly the move is and calls back to the old Memphis wrestling angle about the spike power driver being banned from Tennessee. And obviously they're talking about Jerry the King Lawler and Kaufman. When he asked what his father thought of the attack, Khan pivots into talking about AEW's place in the current pro wrestling market. He makes a reference to the American Football League from the 1960s that merged with the NFL and became the league's American Football Conference while hyping AEW success. He goes on as an industry leader in a way and leaves the host to cut him off and wrap things up. So here's the quote that Cage Size Seats has. As Tony Khan put on there, and this is Tony Khan's words, not mine. Nothing about this quote
is, you know, something I agree with. Jay, you can agree with what you want. talked a little bit about that on this episode of This Freaking Show I just recorded this morning. We talked a little bit about you. So, oh, and by the way, thank you for stepping in last week and helping me out. I appreciate that.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
So Khan says, and again, quote from Cage Side Seats of Tony Khan, AEW, we've been doing this for 5 years. We are the most successful sports startup since the AFL pre-merger. There has not been a challenger brand that has gained as much market share as AEW in many, many years. We are like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. We're up against a really evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. AEW, like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. I'm really proud of what we do down here. That is, of course, I'm sorry, quotes over. That is, of course, a not-so-subtle way to remind the NFL Network's audience of WWE's former chairman, Vince McMahon. McMahon resigned in the wake of a sexual abuse allegations made in a lawsuit filed by Janelle Grant earlier this year. That suit also names WWE as a defendant, accusing the organization as a whole of being complicit with McMahon's misleads. Doesn't seem like a topic NFL Network wants to dive into on a Friday afternoon. What is a smart move by Khan? Was it a smart move by Khan? For me, it's not.
Yeah.
WWE's been pretty successful in distancing themselves from McMahon while he fights Grant's accusations and case without making any sweeping changes to their rumored when the story broke back in January. Competitively speaking, it may have been worth trying to reassociate WWE and its former leader in the public's mind. It certainly leads to a lot of debate about who's responsible for fanning the flames of pro wrestling tribalism and whether that's as good for AEW's business as Tony Khan thinks it is. It also almost certainly leads to some bringing up Khan's handling of questions about sexual harassment as his own company and names who've been accused of misconduct that are on his payroll. So last week, when we did the predictions for AEW and everything, we talked a little bit about the security clip they released of Punk, and we also talked about Ospreay mentioning Triple H. Clearly, neither of those things worked.
No, not well.
They backfired 100%. So why would a guy like Tony Khan try to double down on it and try to do something again to attack the character of WWE?
Because he's a moron, first of all. Yeah. Then WWE paved the way for you to be here. Mm-hmm. WWE paved the way for all these companies to be here. It's one thing to be in direct competition. It's one thing to try to pick a fight with them. They don't care about you. They're not going to mention you. Just like McDonald's. Anybody, any fast food company will talk shit about McDonald's, and McDonald's will be like, nah. You're just a fly, dude. You're WCW version 3.0, and good luck to you.
I love that you brought up fucking fast food, because it's very similar to what's going on as far as what's going on in wrestling. Like you said, WWE is McDonald's. 100% is.
Yeah.
But, and then when you look at AEW, they're more like, I'll call like Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell, but let's just Taco Bell. Taco Bell cannot survive going up against McDonald's. So what they do, they merge with Long John Silver's, A&W, KFC, created the Yum Corporation. Very similar when AEW bought out Ring of Honor.
Right.
My only thought is on why he would do something like this. Two reasons. One, when you look at the viewership over the course of the last, I think, like 6 weeks or whatever it is, they signed Ospreay, they signed Okada, they signed Sasha Banks or Monet, however you want to fucking look at her, Mercedes right. Monet. Three huge signings for AEW. That should change their business. And their viewership is still dog shit. their viewership is still on par with like NXT.
Yeah, I think when they showed the CM Punk video, it only went up by 100,000 people.
Yeah, and that had to be because, and that only went up because of CM Punk.
Right.
You know, it because like they're bragging about, we're going to show you this footage, and the footage fucking lackluster. So with the viewership being so shitty, what I think Khan did, and what I think a lot of people do in their business. When you can't build up your business, you tear down other businesses.
Right.
So you want to try to get them down to your level. It's like, hey, thanks for bringing me on to talk about the draft, how we're trying to improve our, you know, our football team. But remember when Vince McMahon shit on a girl?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever. You have the right to do whatever you want. Clearly it didn't work because the news anchor's like, yeah, we're done. Like, we're good. It's like, okay, you know, thanks for being here, blah, blah, you're gone. The other reason I think he did this is because he is trying to put himself into the spotlight more and being more involved. I think that's why they did the whole Tony Khan driver thing. Now he's injured. And now I think as much as he wants to discredit WWE, as much as he wants to, you know, spit on the lineage of Vince McMahon, which he's doing a pretty good fucking job himself. He doesn't need any help.
Yeah, no shit.
He's trying really hard to be the next Vince McMahon.
He tried too hard.
Yeah.
He's somewhere between Bischoff and McMahon. And even Bischoff realizes what mistakes he made back then, if you listen to him now. But it's like, dude, you don't have to shit on the other company. You really don't. Just put out a better product. Or try it.
Yeah, it's pathetic when you really look at it overall. You know, a lot of people expected some kind of like response to it and shit. And unless I missed it, I didn't hear any response or any quick jabs at AEW on SmackDown. I don't know if because they didn't pay attention to. Last night because they were getting ready for SmackDown, so they're not sure what was said. I'm sure somebody fucking knew. Maybe they need to say, listen, let's not worry about this right now. If he wants if he wants to run that route, fuck it. Go for it. Who cares? It's pathetic. So now this is three moments that they thought would benefit them that just fell right in their fucking faces. And all it does now is it affects them.
Right.
I don't know what Tony Khan's dad thinks of this, but if I was his father, I'd be like, just fucking stop.
Like, I'd pull the plug on him, but
yeah,
I watched a little bit of their pay-per-view last week because I went to my buddy's house, and you can definitely tell they don't have a training center like WWE does. Yeah. I mean, these guys are missing spots or barely getting the spot. I try to be open-minded. I really do, but come on.
But I want AEW to be a show I want to watch. I really, like, I really do. You know, like, the fact that he says, like, you know, like, and maybe they are. Maybe if you look at the numbers, they are most profitable, whatever startup, however he fucking described it. But I enjoyed watching TNA more than I do watching fucking AEW. TNA back then. I haven't watched TNA in years since I think it left like the Spike Network or whatever the fuck it was on, whenever it went to like a streaming or whatever the fuck it is. But back then when WWE was on and TNA was happening and Jeff Jarrett was running it and all that shit, and that was good. Yeah. That was more entertaining than what I'm seeing right now with AEW and Tony Khan. And because realistically, if you want to watch AEW, all you're doing is just watching fucking WWE light, because half the fucking guys are WWE fucking guys. You know, you still got Hangman Page and the Bucks and stuff, but Kenny Omega's out on injury, so he's not around, you know. But the House of Black is fucking WWE. Fucking Chris Jericho, WWE, fucking Moxley. They're all WWE guys. Yep. You know, and I know Eric Bischoff had a conversation, or he was on his podcast, and he was asked about, you know, like the signing of Monet on AEW, and he said himself, like, she's a great talent, but there's nothing behind her to make it better. Like, is that, like, look at fucking Soraya or Paige, however you refer to her now, when she came in. That was huge.
Yeah.
Way bigger than fucking Monet. But she hasn't done anything for the business there. Like, the only thing that's talked about women's wise in AEW is Toni Storm. And that's getting boring.
Their women's division is lackluster.
Yeah.
I mean, to be completely honest, I've gone rounds with this with certain people. I'm like, dude, besides Storm, Britt Baker, Serrara, you got Monet now. Mm-hmm. But who else you got? And you're not bringing anybody up. You don't have anybody. Where's your developmental? Which is ROH, I guess, which should never be a developmental. No. But I digress. You know, it's just their women's division is not that good. WWE's women's division is killing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about their women's division real quick then. Because why the fuck not? Yeah, so usually I would tell AEW to fucking do better, but now I'm just telling you to stop. Just fucking just sit over there, be yourself, be what you are, be, you know, fucking 94 WCW, be, you know, fucking 2018 Impact Wrestling, fucking be 93 ECW. But you're not fucking NWO era WCW. You're not fucking startup TNA. You're not fucking, you know, 97, 98 ECW. You're just not. You're barely fucking Ring of Honor. Okay. So the draft started last night on SmackDown. In the first round, SmackDown. And I do want to get your opinions on some of these. Some of them make sense, but I want to get your opinion on some of them on if they were wasted draft picks in a way. First round, SmackDown picked up Bianca Belair. First overall pick of the entire draft, Bianca Belair. Becky was first overall pick when they did, right? Yeah, so Bianca first overall. Jey Uso picked up by Raw. Carmella Hayes picked up by SmackDown. Seth Rollins picked up by Raw. Bianca makes sense because, God, outside of Rhea Ripley being injured right now, Bianca's probably the best athlete in that fucking ring.
Right.
Jey Uso, I thought, was kind of like, you know, second round pick now, maybe. I don't know. Mm. Carmella Hayes, I didn't understand because I thought he already debuted for SmackDown.
I thought he did too.
But he was already, but he's being drafted as an NXT guy. So I'm not sure if they're trying to like, hey, let's just ignore some of these, you know, what did happen. Let's focus on now. Seth Rollins, Raw, that's understandable because every champion is not being drafted where they are. They're locked in. And we all know that WWE tries to keep married couples together. any thoughts on any of those picks?
I think those are good picks. I feel like Jay is coming into his own as a singles wrestler. He does really well with the pops he gets and keeping the crowd involved.
Gotcha.
Will he be world champion? I don't know about that.
I don't really see it. Round two, SmackDown picked up Randy Orton. Raw went with Braun Breaker, so taking Braun from SmackDown. This was the first one I did not like. SmackDown picked up Nia Jax in second round. Raw went Liv Morgan. Nothing against Nia Jax, but there's so many other people you can fucking pick up.
You know, right.
I don't hate Nia Jax. I just don't care much for her. She's a monster of a fucking wrestler, but she can't get there. Like she was there at one point, but she's just, it's not exciting to me.
She's not something I've looked to see.
No.
They need a beast. They need a woman beast.
Yeah, unless they're putting her in the bloodline for her to be drafted to SmackDown makes no sense. What about Liv? Okay, so anything you want to add on that? Randy Orton and Nia to SmackDown, Breaker and Morgan?
Randy Orton on SmackDown has just been, he's fire on SmackDown, so.
Yeah. Round three, SmackDown picked up LA Knight. Raw picked up Ricochet. SmackDown chose the Bloodline, which was Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, and Paul Heyman. Raw picked up Sheamus. LA Knight I get, and the Bloodline I get. Ricochet and Sheamus, dog. I mean, again, they're just third round pick. Rick Shaman obviously is growing in stock.
Yeah, but they really haven't done much with him.
No, he's doing that that WWE Speed. You hear that? You know about that over on X? Twitter.
Yeah, whatever.
Sheamus, talk to me. Have you seen anything related to Sheamus over on Raw? Are you watching any of the Raws last couple of weeks?
Yeah, the
burger the, after burger yeah. after burger.
I really don't think he looks that bad. I mean, he's just looks how thick. Old is this guy? He's just thick.
I don't know, probably your age. I'm fucking
up. My age, thanks. I think he's older than I am.
No, he's like 43.
I'm 41, but thanks.
Dang, I thought you were 46.
Jesus Christ. No, I thought he looked good. I thought maybe he was on some medicines that probably blowed him up a little bit, is what I thought.
It's possible. I'm not his doctor, so I don't fucking know. But, I mean, that could be possible. I mean, he is 46. Look at that. That was close. Yeah, so you guys are the same age. You're fine. Round four, SmackDown chose AJ Styles. Raw chose the Alpha Academy. SmackDown chose Andrade, so taking Andrade from Raw to SmackDown. Raw picked up Kiana James, which is a women star from NXT. AJ Styles, I get. Alpha Academy, okay, I guess it's a pick. That's fine. Andrade is awesome. Sounds like he's probably going to end up being LWO, especially after the whole it came to light that Carlito attacked Dragon Lee in the back. Do you plan on watching SmackDown?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get to the segment where it reveals, and sorry for I'm ruining this for you, but you should have watched it. When you get to the segment where it is shown Carlito attack Dragon Lee, watch the video and watch what happens in the ring. Fucking weird. I was confused the entire fucking time. Make sense of it for me. I appreciate that. Kiana James, I don't know a whole lot. I've seen like moments with her. Obviously she is growing quick at NXT, and the fact that she was drafted to the main roster on Raw is fantastic for her. It was noted that her and, again, the Carmelo Hayes one's weird, that they're the first two of the NXT to be drafted up in this year's draft. So,
Alpha Academy, isn't it? I thought Gable was going heel.
He is going heel, and I guess he's kind of taking the rest of Alpha Academy with him. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I'd rather him go heel with the Creed brothers and let's get Team Angle 2.0.
There you go.
Right. Social media announcements. So they only did four rounds on SmackDown. I think they're going to do six rounds on Raw. But announced on social media is Baron Corbin's going to SmackDown. Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn are going to Raw. The OC, Gallows, Anderson, and Meechan will be on SmackDown. Ivar will stay over on Raw. Cedric Alexander and Ashante the Adonis will be on SmackDown. Shayna Baszler stays on Raw, and Zoe Stark will stay on Raw. Let's see here. What doesn't make sense?
Corbin going to SmackDown, Braun Baker on Raw when they were a successful tag team in NXT.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they want to run Baker as a tag team. And if you know want to distance yourself from that idea, you keep the two partners away. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. Let it go.
I'm glad to see Baron Corbin back on the main roster, though.
So the updated SmackDown roster as of right now, you got the undisputed WWE Universal Champion Cody Rhodes, WWE Women's Champion Bayley, United States Champion Logan Paul, and the WWE Tag Team Champions and Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Bianca Belair, Carmelo Hayes, Randy Orton, Nia Jax, LA Knight, The Bloodline, AJ Styles, Andrade, Baron Corbin, Cedric Alexandra, and Ashante Adonis, and the OC. Updated Raw roster, Damian Priest, Becky Lynch, World Heavyweight Champion, Damian Priest, Women's World Champion, Becky Lynch, Intercontinental Champion, Sami Zayn, World Tag Team Champions, Miz and R-Truth, Jey Uso, Seth Rollins, Braun Breaker, Liv Morgan, Ricochet, Sheamus, Alpha Academy, Kiana James, Alba Fyre, Isla Dawn, Ivar, Shayna Baszler, and Zoe Starks. Roster is not officially locked in until May 6th. Again, on Monday, they will do day two of the draft. They're going to do six rounds. Again, four picks per round. They're probably going to do more social media announcements. And if it's like any other draft, I'm sure there'll be like trades here and there and shit like that. Not really any announcement on like free agents or anything like that, which is weird to me.
Yeah, because you still got, I mean, technically Brock is out there. Wow. Roman,
so on SmackDown, it was announced by Paul Heyman that Roman is recusing himself from the draft because he doesn't know when he'll be back, and he doesn't want to take the number one spot away from somebody else. So,
what a guy.
Right. What a fucking sweetheart. Okay. One more thing I want to talk about, and then we can kind of get into Backlash and talk about any other things. WWE and UFC joined forces to bring NXT Battlegrounds to the UFC Apex on Sunday, June 9th. This is from sportsvideo.org. WWE, in partnership with UFC, announced that the NXT Battleground will emanate with UFC Apex in Las Vegas on Sunday, June 9th. This marks the first ever WWE event to be hosted at the state-of-the-art 130,000-square-foot event and production facility, which is home to UFC Fight Night events. Shawn Michaels is quoted as saying, "We are always exploring new frontiers to showcase NXT, and we are excited to bring Battleground to this world-class event and production facility in partnership with UFC. Limited NXT Battleground priority passes will soon be available throughout exclusive partnerships on location, giving fans a chance to be ringside for every exhilarating moment, including premium seating, all-inclusive pre-show hospitality with WWE superstar appearances, ringside photo opportunities, and much more." I'm not quite sure what the plan is. I'm guessing they're not having NXT guys having UFC matches.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Are they going to use the Octagon?
Again, I'm not quite sure what the hell they're doing. It wouldn't surprise me if, 130,000 square feet, I'm assuming there's room to fucking build. I'll put a ring in there. I mean, it's like, 130 times the size of my house, so. My guess is at some point they're going to just put a ring in there, put a chair, you know, make the arena and have a regular match. But there probably will be one specialty match where it's going to be in the Octagon. I think very similar to, I can't remember the name of the match, but like that cage fighting match they fucking had on WWE. Who the hell was in it?
Like that pit match or whatever it was?
Something like that, yeah. But I can't. Oh, fuck, I can't remember what it is. Zero WWE or NXT, and I can't remember who the hell was in it. But, yeah, it was like they had the ledge on the top of the cage. And yeah, I'd have to look it up. Yeah, I'm probably actually going to watch that match now that I think about it, because that was pretty cool. But they'll probably do some kind of, like, Octagon fucking style match or some shit. Or who knows, maybe they'll, for the occasion, maybe they'll fucking do an eight-sided wrestling ring.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how fucking people will be able to handle it, but I mean, fucking TNA did it with six. Why not just add two more?
The wrestlers didn't like that, though. They said it was too hard.
AJ liked it. He said it made it unique.
It made it unique, but it made it rough on their bodies.
I don't give a shit. Not my body.
Right? I enjoyed it.
Okay, do you want to do predictions for Backlash, or do you want to hear me bitch about independent wrestling for a moment?
Bitch.
Want me to bitch? Okay, cool. Southland Championship Wrestling. Wearing a shirt, by the way. Boom.
Nice.
Southland, where champions are made. Look at that. Yeah. I barely fit it anymore, but whatever. So... last SCW show, Terry Allen cashed in his bet and took the title away from James Creed. Sucks. It's petty. I don't agree with it. But hey, you know, when you're an old dude who want to remain relevant after you lose your presidency, why the fuck not? One thing. First off, by anyone who listens to this, I absolutely love Southland Championship Wrestling. When I say I'm bitching about something, I'm bitching about what's posted on Facebook that I do not agree with. It's nothing about the company. Again, I love Southland Championship Wrestling, and I love about 70% of the people that are there. Yeah, I'll be honest. Fucking Freiberg's a jackass, and Apex is a fucking egomaniac. I don't know what to fucking tell you. We talked about that last week. You know, they're idiots. Yeah. First off, I don't like the fact that High Voltage isn't advertised on the flyer. It's advertised as a pre-show. Not a big fan of that. As general manager of High Voltage, I'd rather see the name of my company on the flyer.
Right.
I'm also not a big fan of this post that they put out here questioning if fucking Angel is going to defend her title. I don't know who's making these posts and everything, but quit siding with fucking Terry and Erica. Angel 2.0 is not afraid of fucking anybody. The idea that they tried to book a match at the last show with her while she was clearly on vacation enjoying her fucking life. How dare you? Not me. Didn't book that. Don't sit here for a minute and think that Angel is afraid of fucking Erica. It's not fucking fear. I don't see why she even needs to wrestle Erica, but she's willing to do so. Yeah. So, also, I don't like the fact that she's the only champion on this flyer who's not holding her fucking title. Somebody needs to fucking fix that and make that fucking correction really fucking quick. That being said, I'm really excited that SCW is going back to Majestic. It's the first show back since the Mr. Bill Classic a couple months back, and tickets are fucking on sale right now. They already sold out the third balcony, but everything else is great. So, Jay, I hope you make it to this one.
Yeah.
Or, you know, attempt to make it and then fucking bail last minute. But, you know, either way.
No, come on now. That's right. That last one was not my fault.
Listen, dude. I'm not putting blame on anybody. I'm just saying what happened. You were supposed to be there and you weren't. Kind of like the fucking 2 years before you came back here.
Hey, look, at least I paid for the tickets.
That's true. I give you a little bit of taste of what Pac-Man goes through on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah!
Hey! God, that fucking Muppet. But you know what? I gotta give credit to him, man. He is hosting Fan Access before Rocket Pro Wrestling next Saturday. Him and his band of misfits and shit are gonna entertain people, or you know, attempt to entertain people.
I saw him looking pretty damper in a suit. So
yeah, he's doing the backstage interview thing. Yeah, that fucking goofy midget. Yeah, it's awesome. it was cool because when he was interviewing Jay back and shit, he was fucking, I guess, trying to get the interview from his genitals. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but hey, whatever.
Jesus. I haven't watched any of that stuff.
Don't bring my savior into this.
Your savior?
Yeah, God, you know, you don't get to speak his name. No, it's awesome. I mean, it's gonna be cool to see Hunter Payne get another title shot. It's going to be against Terry Allen. It's been a while since they fucking locked up at all, so it's going to be cool to see that. So, a huge main event for Majestic. And as I said, some of the match card was already announced. They already mentioned a lot of the people who will be in attendance, who will be appearing probably to wrestle. My High Voltage card is being worked on currently because I want to get done sooner rather than later. And, yeah, if you guys live in the Kankakee area and you want to go check out a wrestling show, the Majestic is the place to be. I want to say it was May 19th. I should have fucking looked at that. I believe it is
May 19th. Something like that, May 18th or 19th.
May 18th, you're right. Yeah, I don't know dates good. So May 18th at the Majestic. Check out Southland Championship Wrestling's Facebook page, and you'll see the link to the ticket sales and everything right there as well. And also follow them on Facebook or on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribing over there, because one thing that people are questioning is how Terry Allen ended up with the bat. And there are some behind-the-scenes footage that is added into the match videos that are over on YouTube. that kind of explains all this. Or you can listen to JFW on Mondays. So when you ask these questions, it proves to me you don't listen, you can fuck yourselves. Because, you know, that's a thing that became a thing here. So, Jay, it's been a while since you've been to an indie show.
Yes, it's been since I commentated with you.
Yeah. Well, the Majestic is right there. Show up.
I talked to the boy. Maybe he'll want to go to that one.
Yeah, you can sit front row. You can sit second row. You can sit up on stage. You get general admission. You sit on the second balcony. Yeah, I'm not sure where commentary is going to be this time, but honestly, I wouldn't mind being up on the third balcony again in that back corner, my own little VIP suite. That was actually kind of cool. So I might just do that again. I don't know. I might tell, you know, the powers to be like, hey, stick me back up in that corner. We're fine. But the Majestic is a pretty cool place. And then obviously they got the bar underneath it for the after party and shit. So.
And that coffee joint they got in there is pretty good too.
Fuck coffee. We're not here to talk about coffee. What the hell's wrong with you?
You said the bar downstairs.
Yeah, the bar downstairs.
Jesus Christ, Pac-Man.
Hey.
I'm the Liquid Mafia champion.
Yeah. I rock my 160 ounces of plastic, and nobody's going to beat me for it because I get to slam four beers.
Fucking God. Old styles. Let's call it what they are.
Yeah, they are. It's a weird thing because I really want to fucking take him on for that title and take it from him. I'm really questioning if I want to join their fucking club. Don't fucking know.
I just can't believe he thinks he can outdrink you.
It's like I said, I've seen the videos of their drinking challenges, and I don't recall one fucking person drinking more than like five or six fucking beers to win that thing. Like I don't. They had the one where fucking Danny and Gabagool fucking did like 22 beers, and I'll call bullshit. I don't care who the fuck you are. Like, you're not fucking drinking 22 fucking beers in like a 4-hour period and not either dying or vomiting. I'll call bullshit right there. Like, I don't care.
22 a piece or 22 altogether?
A piece. Where the fuck is, I don't know, maybe it was like a dozen. The point is, there's a lot of fucking beer and dude's 90 fucking pounds. Like, he's not drinking a dozen fucking beers without vomiting or dying. Like, I don't care who the fuck you are.
I was going to say, it took like a whole bottle of vodka and a half to put your ass down.
Yeah, God, yeah, and I swan dove down the fucking stairs. God, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Like, there's no training your liver to fucking handle shit. You know, it's all based on body weight and chemistry and all that shit. And like I said, I got nothing against Danny. He's a pretty cool fucking character in his own self. But he's not slamming over a dozen fucking beers and not feeling the effect of it one way or another. I'm telling you right now. He's fucking fucking puking or dropping. It's just not how it is. But I made the challenge. I will go to the bar up in Romeoville on my birthday, May 26th, and I will drink in karaoke, and I'll win that fucking title. The challenge is there. And I get that Pac-Man doesn't want to accept the challenge because he doesn't want to lose his precious little fucking piece of plastic. I understand that. Because it'd be...
Remember.
Just like Thanos, I'm inevitable. Oh, no. I get
it. The snap, it's a...
Fuck, yeah. And that's the thing, too. It's just like... I don't know. I would easily take it from... But you'd have to go with me because I need to get right home.
We'll get Jerome to drive.
Perfect. Yeah. Wait, who?
Jerome.
The 9-year-old?
He's 11.
Yeah, same shit. Okay, my fucking throat's killing me. Anyways, Backlash is next Saturday, and it's going to be from Decennis Charpeau Leon Metropolis, France. I don't know if I said that right. Who knows? Come at me, France. It is on May 4th. The tagline is, nightmares do come true. I guess it's a Cody thing. There are 5 matches currently booked for the show. There may be some added later. So if by chance they are added, we'll go through the, we'll predict those on our own, and we'll determine a winner here for this. So I'll start with the first one. We got Randy Orton and Kevin Owens taking on the Bloodline. Bloodline consists of Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. This kind of all came out of SmackDown last night. So again, if you haven't seen it, go watch SmackDown. You'll kind of see where the story came from. Nubby and Pac-Man both chose the Bloodline. I'm also going with the Bloodline. What about you, Jay?
Bloodline. I don't see them losing their first outing.
No, and I'm pretty sure that Jacob Fatu is probably going to make his debut at this show anyways, too. Kabuki Warriors will be putting their WWE Women's Tag Team Championships on the line against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. Nubby went Kabuki. Pax went Bianca and Cargill. Who you got, Jay?
Bianca and Cargill.
Yeah, I'm going Bianca and Cargill, too. Like I said, this one's going to be very fucking lackluster. I guarantee you it's either going to come down to fucking Nubby winning or a three-way tie between you, me, and Pac-Man if they don't add more fucking matches. Because I'm going to guess that you, me, and Nubby and Pac-Man are all going to have the same pick for the next three. Bayley takes on Naomi and Tiffany Stratton in a triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship. Nubby and Pac-Man pick Bayley. I'm also picking Bayley. Who are you picking,
Jay? Bayley.
Yeah. Damian Priest puts the World Heavyweight Championship on the line against Jey Uso. Nubby and Pac-Man went Priest. Who you got?
Priest.
Yep, and I'm also going Priest. And finally, the singles match for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Cody versus AJ Styles. Pax and Nubby pick Cody. I'm going Cody, and you're going Cody.
Yep.
Yeah. So it all comes down to who wins the fucking women's tag team titles unless more matches are added. And like I said, there could be. There's only 5. They're probably going to get up to like maybe 7, maybe 8. I'm sure there'll be like a tag team match on the line at some point, or maybe, you know, Sammy and
Chad Gable
is an Intercontinental title match. I'm sure there's going to be more titles added. They do got 2 more shows to fucking establish that. So, I want people to realize something right now is we are 40 minutes into this and we have covered so much, and I want people to see that I have bantered the entire fucking time and it didn't take 2 hours to do this show. So I want to know why people blame me for the fact that the show goes on too long when we just did everything within 45 fucking minutes.
I don't really think, I mean, I listen to you guys all the time.
Yeah, they're 2-hour fucking shows. I enjoyed the banner too, but I get blamed for the fact that we dragged this shit on, and that's just not the case.
There's no one of you to blame.
Oh, no, there's somebody else to blame but me. There always is. It's always somebody else than me.
Pac-Man.
Fucking Pax.
Not to be mean to Pac. I know we tore him a little bit, but it seems like when he's gone, you and Nubby tear that show up in like less than an hour.
Yeah.
Or 10.
Yeah. Well, because fucking we don't got Pac-Man there trying to put his own shit over for an hour and a half. Pac-Man, how's your day? Well, you know, you got the LIM podcast coming out this Saturday with our guest host, fucking Bob Ross Agul, and Sim's going to be there just staring at people through his black mask. And Double J, you know, he's going to have some input on some things as we're all drinking beer as I'm the LIM champ. So good? Good day? Bad day? Like, where the I enjoy doing the show with Pax and everything, but that dude is so fucking self-centered. And I'm not wrong about that, right? I mean, it's clear.
It's clear.
Right? It's clear. I mean, if I made a drinking game where you drink every time Pax talks about himself,
I'd be fucked up.
I'd win that fucking championship. I'll tell you that much. Like, fuck yeah. But, you know what? Informative. I will say that. Absolutely fucking informative. But God, he needs to quit talking. I don't need to hear how he beat Damian Gray and how he had a match. Hey, it was awesome. Move the fuck on.
He does, and he definitely knows his wrestling background too. That that's pretty cool because he knew some stuff I didn't even know. So that was deep.
Yeah, like who gave away the Mankind fucking prediction. Yeah, don't question me, bro. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. We've been doing this shit. Well, I've been doing this shit for fucking, 7 years. You've been doing it for a strong 4.5. But I mean, come on, you fucking know, man. I'm usually right about my shit. I couldn't tell you anything I did fucking last week, but I could definitely tell you who fucking gave away the Mick Foley fucking outfit. That is my priorities in fucking life. Like I said, it's weird. It's like, I sit here and I constantly try to think, like, how do I get the show down to an hour? How can we do an hour? But then I was like, if we do that, then we lose everything that the show is. And as long as we're filling the 2 hours with content, I guess I'm okay with it.
I don't see the problem with the show. I really don't. Again, I listen to you guys every week.
Yeah.
And I don't know shit about the indie wrestling you guys are talking about, but it still keeps me interested enough to listen.
I mean, you can. You just got to go to it.
I just got to go to it. Yeah, most definitely.
Just got to go to it, man.
Yeah, Majestic. You guys were Majestic so many shows,
though. Yeah. Well, No, that's true, yeah. Rocket Pro up in Joliet, IPW in Richland Park. SCW down Kankakee and Shabance, ARW out there in Lake Station, CSW in Chicago, Destination 6 out there, wherever the fuck it is, Phoenix Pro Wrestling in Holman, Wisconsin, Frontline Pro in Wisconsin, yeah, and I'm okay with growing. Like I said, I'm okay talking about this shit. I get guys, over at SCW, they're like, hey, man, I like listening to your show, but I mean, really didn't talk about me that much. Like, well, give me something to talk about.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, I mean, come on now. I was like, I talk about everything that's fucking happening that's important to fucking talk about. It's like, I don't like talking about James Creed. I don't like him. Little idiot. Great guy. Just an idiot. I talk about him because shit's happening with him. And I was like, hey, James Creed won a title. And then a month later, hey, guess who just lost? And I had to do that twice with two different companies. Because dude can win the title, just can't fucking hold on to it. I don't get it. I don't know. He says he's a sharpshooter. Guess he's fucking missing. I don't know. Keep both eyes open, bro. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Shit. No, James Creed is fucking awesome. I'm just giving him shit. Awesome fucking dude. We were there from the very beginning. So
yeah.
Hey, he's still fucking doing good. Even overcoming all those fucking injuries he had to deal with. At least two major ones I remember, and maybe three. Maybe three major leg injuries. No, two. Two major leg injuries and a couple minor ones and everything. But you know what? Dude's still out there fucking putting on a show. Still hasn't fully healed that fucking shoulder and shit. But, it's whatever. And I know he's out there trying to find a booking for May 4th. A couple people have thrown out suggestions and shit. So hopefully he does find a place to go, And but yeah, dude, it's just weird. Like, people come up to you. It's like, yeah, you don't talk about this. You don't talk about that. It's like, I need a reason to talk about it. I said it several times on the show. Make me fucking care.
Yeah, right.
Make me care. It's just like, I will talk about whoever and whatever it is, as long as it's wrestling related. You just got to make me interested in talking about it. That's it. Make me fucking care about talking about it. And, it's like, the guys who I do talk about, they know why I'm talking about them. I was like, yeah, they get it because it's part of the story. But our guys are like, oh, we're going to go out there and put on like a 6-minute match. I'm going to fucking go over and shit. Like, what do you want me to say other than that?
Great in the 6 minutes.
Yeah, fucking do something. Use social media to put out fucking promos and be like, wow, did you see the video that so-and-so put out? Do something like that. Nobody wants to fucking use social media, even though it's right fucking here. I don't get it.
It's free.
It is 100% free. No, I'm fine with the 2 hours. I think even when you and I did it, we're still like an hour 45, hour 15, hour 30, whatever the fuck it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, pre you bailing. It was, yeah. I don't fucking know. Is there anything else wrestling related you want to talk about? You want to mention?
That's all I got.
None?
No.
Jesus Christ.
It's been a wild week for me, man.
Yeah, whatever.
I tumbled around in a Jeep.
Fucking pussy. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. I'm glad you're okay, bud. awesome. Yeah. This coming Monday, we're going to talk about the Rocket Pro Wrestling match card. IPW does have a show. We're going to talk about the results from that. Honestly, I think that's it. So that could potentially be a short show. So we don't gonna worry about too much about that. Then, yeah, like I said, this Backlash is Saturday. I believe it's, if you're Central Time, it's 11 a.m. So enjoy an early morning pay-per-view once again. And, yeah, May 18th, SCW is at the Majestic again. Like I said, it's a pretty cool fucking venue. So I do hope you and your fucking kid shows up. Drum. There we go. Yeah. That kid. Yeah, whatever. I don't fucking know. Whatever. I'm lost. I'm fine. Okay, I'm getting scared of Brent. Make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, just by searching Just Figure Wrestling at the JMW Podcast. If you want to listen to our show, listen to it wherever you pick up podcasting, whether it be iTunes or Spotify or Podbean or wherever else, YouTube. Is it YouTube Movie now or YouTube Music? I think is what Google Podcasts turned into. Amazon. Just search JFW Podcast, subscribe to us, rate us if it asks. But if you want to watch the show, if you want to watch Just Freaking Wrestling, go to our YouTube channel at JFW Podcast on YouTube. Subscribe there and watch there. Because I really want to work on it. Like I said, I want to do some giveaways for you guys, but until we get those fucking subscribers up, I ain't doing it. So let's get that taken care of. Let's get that handled. Yeah, go out and support local independent wrestling. Why not? There's a place everywhere. And you know what? If you're curious and say, hey, I'm in this area of, you know, fucking Illinois, blah, blah. I want to check out a wrestling show. Where can I fucking go? I help you out. I still have the dream of making this amazing website. I just need someone to fucking do it for me. So someone to help kind of like create it and shit. But yeah, if you know of a wrestling company that happens that, you know, that puts out there and we haven't talked about it yet, reach out to us and let us know. And maybe we can include it into our shit. So, okay, Jay, that's all I got.
Time to ring the bell on this episode.
Perfect. As always, I am Travesty.
I'm Dizzle Jay.
Oh, and by the way, fuck Nubby and Pac-Man for fucking up the closing last week just because I messed it up a little bit on the week before. Don't be assholes again. Okay.
I thought you were going to tell me I did something wrong.
No. You did everything right. I stopped it, messed it up, and then they went ahead and fucked it up on our end intentionally. Well, Nubby did. Pac-Man didn't, but Pac-Man, yeah, fuck it. He's scapegoat of the fucking world. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Better Idiot shirts also available at tpublic.com along with the presidential election fucking shirts. That fucking sweatshirt is available. Make sure you go over to tpublic.com, search JFW Podcast, or Freaknet Studios, it'll pop up. Get the Travesty Dizzle J 2024 shirt or the Nubby Pac-Man 2024 shirt, both available at tpublic.com. So, as always, I'm Travesty.
I'm Dizzle J.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Just Freaking Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.
Peace.